In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
As we head into the holidays, a lot of you may be taking in a little more alcohol than you might otherwise if you're heading to some holiday parties. So let's find out what that does to your body and what you need to know. I've brought in Michelle Wilson. She is a registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So what does alcohol do to our bodies?
Alcohol is a toxin, so it's going to have some negative impacts depending on the amount. Poison is in the dose, as they say, and it can negatively impact our liver first and foremost, but it also can mess with our GI system. Some people might have some diarrhea or something, or vomiting, especially after a night of heavy drinking. There's definitely a lot of ways it can negatively impact our body.
So if you have those symptoms, for example, can that deplete some of the nutrients in your system?
Absolutely. So alcohol consumption can actually reduce the amount of bioavailability of some types of micronutrients. So it can cause reduced nutrition absorption for thiamine or B1, B12, folic acid, and zinc. And also whenever we are throwing up or having diarrhea, we're losing a lot of fluid, and alcohol's already dehydrating because your body's trying to get rid of toxins and it needs to use a lot of fluid to do that. So you're going to be very dehydrated as well.
Is there any difference between, for example, like a beer or some kind of distilled spirit?
There is going to be a difference in the density. So the beer might have, you know, it has like that, the carbonation and a lot more fluid in it. But the alcohol content is going to be much higher in a distilled spirit than a beer. And with that, it's going to have a little bit more of a load to it. So the portions are definitely going to be way different whenever it comes to beer versus alcohol. But also the alcohol itself calorically is pretty dense.
That was what I was going to ask you next, is I don't think people always calculate the calories that they're taking in when they're drinking alcohol.
Yeah. So something that the general public might not know is that alcohol calorically is actually closer to fat than it is to carbs or protein. So it is pretty dense in and of itself, and it doesn't really have much nutrient benefit to it. It's just the alcohol that's providing the calories. It doesn't have any carbs or protein or fat. So it doesn't have the energy from those main macronutrients that we need, but it also doesn't really have micronutrients involved either. So we have this calorically dense substance that isn't providing nutrition.
Wow. So your body is really processing it in a very different way.
Yes, it absolutely processes it differently. We absorb it in our stomach rather than our small intestine. And then it's processed as a toxin rather than something that our body wants to keep. And then even the digestive enzymes, when breaking it down, can shift, especially if you are a chronic drinker or a regular binge drinker, then it tries to break it down differently and shifts those processes too.
What about wine? Is it any different than those two?
So what I've heard whenever it comes to wine is that, oh, it provides antioxidants. And really, that's just the grapes. So, I mean, yes, we have the added benefits of it having grapes involved, but we can get the same benefits from drinking grape juice.
Okay. So what do you recommend as a dietitian to people? Because people do like to have a drink every once in a while.
I recommend making sure that you're adequately fueling your body. So definitely don't be skipping any meals or snacks in order to drink. I've heard of people before trying to reduce down the amount they're eating to be able to fit in the drinks they plan on drinking. But the risk with this is that digestive process. So if you skip a meal and then drink some alcohol, then it really hits your system hard because it absorbs it differently. And then stay very hydrated whenever you're consuming alcohol. Even getting hydrated before you start drinking and then swapping out with water or mocktails or other things to rotate in throughout the evening. And then trying to limit the amount that you're drinking as well. Going in with a plan of the amount that you plan on having. With women, it actually should be a limit of one per day. And with men, it's two. And anything beyond that is considered binging. So it's something to definitely keep in mind because that is not a limit that a lot of people put on themselves.
Especially not at holiday parties. No.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Well, Michelle, thank you for the guidelines. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. No problem.
That is Michelle Wilson, registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition Counseling, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.